ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. We welcome in Turon Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, good morning, man. How are we doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. On the injury front, L'Jarius Sneed dealing with the quad. I guess as you look at him, first off, based on what you've seen from him on the field so far this year, now the quad injury that he's dealt with, we know about the knee stuff coming from Kansas City. What's your concern long-term with L'Jarius Sneed that he is going to be the shutdown number one corner that the Titans expected him to be when he made the trade?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's nothing about the knee that is an issue. It's all the quad right now, and before that he had a hamstring. And you get those soft tissue things. I know the MRI came back, and there were some things that were deeper than they thought, and obviously it's caused him to miss quite a bit of time. As far as being a shutdown corner, it is something that you have to question. I mean, yes, he, for the most part, like the first couple games, he had some, you know, solid outing. You know, DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and Roma Dunze didn't do well against him outside of, I believe DJ Moore had a catch on a fourth down. But just long story short, it hasn't been exactly where you would expect it, you know, especially after seeing the Colts game. Alec Pierce cooked him, you know, a couple times. And then obviously the touchdown by Pittman. So it was one of those things where you're kind of like, okay, well, let's see how things come into shape. But then he had the injury in that Colts game and haven't really seen him since. So that's been the issue.
I mean, for the record, Dr. / Detective Stilley is, you know, a little dubious.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on. That's pure foolishness.
What is it? Is it arrogant ignorance? Is that the term? Arrogant ignorance?
Arrogant ignorance.
Ignorance. And it's starting to become intentional ignorance, too, with the whole ball not bouncing away thing. It's a figure of speech, right?
Okay.
You know, figure of speech.
Yeah. Do we want to get into the Stilley ran? I don't really care. Stilley ran. They can figure it out. What about quarterback, TD? It seems like Levis is trending, like, with a full participation yesterday and the way people are talking that it's going to happen. You expect him to play, and what do you think what do you think all this time away may do for him?
You mentioned it, the full participation yesterday. That was the major thing, the major hurdle. I think once you get there, then you're starting to see things come into shape. We'll see what it is today. I mean, if it's not full today, I would be very surprised. But this is what happened a couple weeks ago. He went, you know, limited, full, and then back to limited on Friday. And then next thing you know, Rudolph is starting. So I think he does start. I think he gets in there. And it's just one of those things where he has to not be desperate and press too much. You know, that balance, right? Being able to manage the situation correctly, take those shots when they are there, but not take those shots when it's like trying to force it, right? And when you look at this game against the Chargers, you got two ball control offenses. The possessions are going to be limited, so you got to maximize them, but also, like I said, manage the particular situation. Fortunately for Levis, the offense has gotten better around him, right? You look at the offensive line, and I mean, go figure, Dylan Raiders has been out, you know, and may not play this week. But other than that, I mean, it's kind of come into shape there. And obviously with Lloyd Cushenberry not being there, it's going to be difficult. So we'll see what happens.
So, TD, I heard you talking with Jared about this yesterday. You know, obviously at 2-6, nobody has done a good enough job when you're 2-6. And Brian Callahan certainly has some room for improvement in many areas as they move forward. But you did talk about the play design and liking some things that you've seen there. What specifically, as the season has come more into focus here, have you liked about the play design and some of the things that have been available to the Titans offensively?
I mean, honestly, the scheme is kind of like 7-11, right? I mean, it seems like there's somebody always open when you watch these plays, you know, the All-22, and sometimes the quarterback sees them, sometimes they don't. And sometimes the quarterback doesn't have time to throw it to them, and other times the quarterback throws it to them and they drop it. So that's why I'm so adamant on saying that it's not just one particular thing. It's a collection of things that have to come together. But, I mean, that playbook I like it. I like the ability to get guys open. I would like to see them layer the plays a little bit more, and that's something that Callahan has continuously worked to do better. But, I mean, for the most part, I think the scheme is fine.
So, TD, I want to take this to a sort of a bigger picture question we were talking about earlier this week. I guess it was part of – I keep going back to Stilley arguments. But, I mean, this is a worthwhile topic, I think. You know, all these – and I think there are different stories with different people. But if you're a Titans fan right now, you are looking around this league and you're seeing all these guys who were here who weren't as good. I mean, really, since A.J. Brown, who, of course, was great here and continued to be great after. But and, you know, Derrick Henry also was great here. But he's having this insane season, and Malik Willis and what he's doing. And now you have Elijah Molden, and he's like a guy who's really doing well with the Chargers, et cetera, et cetera. How do you view that collectively? Because obviously Titans fans are sick of it, frankly, and they're wondering, they're scratching their heads like, why does this always happen?
Yeah, I mean, each of those has their own individual situation. Malik Willis had gotten better. I mean, go back to the Saints game. He played really well in that game, you know, executed a late drive to get the W even. So it's not like he wasn't playing good here. He got the opportunity. Like I said with Jarrett yesterday, you know, there's something to when the coach shows confidence in you in a situation, right? 3rd and 18, they didn't call it a draw. They let him throw that deep crosser to Christian Watson and get the first down. I mean, those are the things that, you know, will make a player better, having that confidence of the coaching staff. Elijah Molden, I think it was just, you know, opportunities, getting to play more, and he's just managed to do what he's always done, be in the right place at the right time. Like, you look, two of his interceptions came off of tips. Elijah Molden was always around the football, but, I mean, you know, collectively they didn't always get their hands on the ball and tip it for the interception to happen. You know, Tyre Tart, he blocked a field goal attempt and, you know, he got the punt, whatever it was, he got the game ball. He's done that with the Titans before. So, yeah, I mean, guys have gone elsewhere and done a bit better. But, I mean, like, it's not like they went from an undrafted free agent to an MVP. So it's just a little bit over-exaggerated. But, again, like, each one is their own individual situation.
So, TD, Titans have the Chargers coming up this weekend. You know, Jim Harbaugh done a good job to this point. He's an interesting cat out there in L.A., as we all know. So, you know, obviously he's come in and has kind of changed that culture there and shifted some things around in terms of the style in which that they play. After having watched them this year, looking ahead to the matchup Sunday, how do you think the Titans match up in this one against Justin Herbert and that Chargers team?
Well, first off, you say Harbaugh is a very interesting cat. You're 100% right. Every single Michigan player I come across, I always say, man, tell me a Harbaugh story. If you start doing that, you will get a bunch of laughs because they have a bunch of stories. It's hilarious. As far as this team, I mean, I think he's done an excellent job of marrying that physical mindset. Remember, this is a team, man. They say, you know what, we're going to shoot a shoe. 32 times in a row, we're going to run the ball on you, Penn State. You know, so the physicality is just, it's ingrained in Jim Harbaugh. But he's also done a good job of marrying that with the passing attack. You know, you see the play action. You see them take their shots at times. And I think, you know, when you're facing this team, you just got to be in for it's a dogfight, right? And I think that's the thing. And that's why you have these long possessions. Greg Roman has brought in, you know, that rushing attack. But I think they've done a good job of balancing that, too, getting more creative in the passing game by bringing in Mark Trestman and having him help put together the offense as well, the passing game. So he's done a good job just finding that balance and really taking a lot of things off of Justin Herbert's plate, but still allowing him to go out and do what he has to do in times when he needs to.
All right, D-line question. Do you believe Jeff Simmons played his best game of the season last week? And yeah. Is Tavondre Sweat leveling off at all right now?
Yeah, I believe Simmons did play his best game. He talks about impacting the quarterback in addition to sacks. And that first Imani Hooker touchdown, like he fueled that. He made that happen. Or excuse me, interception. He made that happen. Getting the one-on-ones, dominating them. I think Tavondre Sweat I'm not going to say he's leveling off. I know he's dealing with that injury. And, you know, a big fella like that with a knee is going to make things a little tough. You would like to see more impact, more pressures and those types of things. But I don't think he's leveling off as much as I think it's just one of those things where he's kind of in a bit of a rut and the statistics aren't happening there. But he's still out there, you know, getting double teams at times. You know, that's why Simmons got some one-on-ones and he's still out there occupying gaps and things like that. But, I mean, you definitely would like to see better play.
Interesting strategy, TD, by the Patriots for all the one-on-ones they gave Simmons last week.
Yeah, very. Interesting is putting it nicely.
Yeah, no doubt about that. TD, great stuff as always, man. Hope you have a great time out in L.A. this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport joins us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock here on the program. We'll talk more Titans. Got a lot of your thoughts to get to on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Pickskin Pick'em coming up at 8:30. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.